Available now from Big Finish. Doctor Who. Night Thoughts.
Will you walk into my parlour? Said the spider to the fly.
Not all photographs bring happy memories.
It was a toy. You know, a kid's doll on the table and a guy called Haiti. Hearty, I think. And they were trying to force him to operate.
I hereby certify that I am taking my own life. No one else is involved and no one else should be punished. 10 years ago, I made a terrible error of judgment, and God alone will be my judge. My one wish is that I am not mourned. No funeral, no flowers, no fuss. You will all know what this means.
So, this is to be a battle of the minds, is it, Doctor?
So nice of you to come unarmed.
Please don't hurt me. I've told you before. It wasn't me, it was the others. I argued your case. Please, leave me and please, go away!
Will you walk into my parlour? Said the spider to the fly.
Mother dead, father gone. We think your sister's drowned.
You know what's really freaking me out here? You, sat here telling me all this so rationally. I've just tied up a devious clinical psychopath, and now I'm actually listening to what you've got to say.
This is a message from the future.
Repeat. This is a message from the future.
Will you walk into my parlour? Said the spider to the fly.
Hex! Where the hell are you? I'm lost. And I can't see a thing. Keep calling and I'll run towards you.
No! Don't run! For God's sake, don't run!
That's it! Keep calling!
Ace!
They killed her! They killed my baby! Thought she was dead! Tried to mask it out! Which one did it? Which one? I'll hunt them! I'll slice the truth out of them one by one! Gouge it out like my baby's eyes! And then...
Will you walk into my parlor? Said the spider to the fly.
Previously in Sarah Jane Smith.
Now, excuse me asking, but are you Sarah Jane Smith? My name's Will. Will Sullivan.
Will, this is Joshua Townsend, a somewhat overly protective acquaintance of mine. Josh, this is Will Sullivan, the stepbrother of an old friend.
Love the posh accent. Where'd you get to school? Eton? Rugby?
Josh!
I prefer to judge people by their actions, not their accents. Well, I've taken enough of your time. I'd better be going. I'm headed back to the ice tomorrow, and I haven't started packing yet.
The ice?
Antarctica.
I went there once, ages ago. I would love to go back. When I came into a small inheritance, I decided to put some of the money into an ecological study in Antarctica.
It's not Gideon Munro's study, is it?
Is that right? Have you met him?
I don't believe it.
What?
Sarah, I'm wintering with Munro's team. That's where I'm going tomorrow. Look, since you're helping fund Munro's research, I could probably arrange to get you under the ice. You could even bring Josh if you wanted.
I imagine after tonight he'd insist on coming with me.
Well, the invitation's there, if you want.
Sarah needs somebody looking after a gnat.
You're not her guardian angel, Josh. Beware the scarlet acolytes of Orbis Postrema.
Orbis Postrema?
Orbis Postrema, the orphans of the future. They believe man's development has been aided by alien intervention.
I thought the aliens were our gods' hype died out in the 70s.
Not for the Orbis Postrema. They believe the Book of Tomorrows predicted this alien intelligence would return for a final visit before the end of the last millennium. Over the years, two differing interpretations have emerged about what was written in the journal. One half of the Orbis Postrema believes the aliens will take them away to a better life. The followers of that interpretation call themselves the White Chapter, and the other half, the Crimson Chapter...
Let me guess.
The aliens are coming to wipe us all out.
Oh, something like that.
This is the Keeper. No doubt Miss Smith is travelling to Florence. I shall warn our acolyte there. By the Crimson Text we shall prevail.
You are the herald of the Orbis Postrema, Miss Smith. The prophet said your emergence was the final portent. Our enemies in the White Chapter must not discover your true identity. Otherwise, they might still have time to stop what my brethren are planning. The end days are upon us all.
Ah, oh, Luca, listen to me. I am no more the herald of the Orbis Postremo than you are. I've got nothing to do with any of this.
It will be the greatest honor of my life to kill you. Goodbye, Miss Smith.
Sarah, are you all right? Sarah?
Gosh. Cole?
Sarah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sarah!
So cold.
Here are the headlines at midday. A legal bid to prevent animal rights activists protesting outside a research centre in Berkshire has failed. Last month, staff from the Pangbourne Scientific Research Laboratory gave evidence that they feared for their lives following a recent firebomb attack. But the High Court ruled this was insufficient to justify banning lawful public protest outside the centre. Pangbourne's head of research, Dr. Gavin Dexter, told reporters the company planned to appeal.
I accept people have the right to express their point of view, but that shouldn't give them the right to harass or endanger my staff or my family.
The world's first space flight exclusively for tourists will lift off on September the 27th, it was announced today. All seats on the maiden voyage of the Dauntless have already been purchased by British billionaire Sir Donald Wakefield, but tickets are now available for subsequent flights. A round trip costs $100,000 American, about £60,000. Sir Donald said he paid 10 times that price for his place on the inaugural flight.
I've dreamed of going into space since Yuri Gagarin circled the Earth when I was a boy. I've achieved much since then, but this September, I'll fulfil my final ambition. Frankly, I can't wait!
Inspectors at the International Atomic Energy Agency admit they're no closer to finding missing blueprints that show how to construct a nuclear
Josh,
weapon.
Josh, you turn that off! We have to go!
In a minute, Esther, I'm waiting for the man you score.
Turn it off, and don't!
Call me SJ.
Yes, boss.
I still don't think this trip is a good idea.
Why not?
For a start, it's not long since you almost bled to death.
That was 2 months ago, Josh. Look, perfectly fit now.
Physically, maybe.
What's that supposed to mean?
I heard what Luca said to you in the crypt, remember? All that rubbish about you being the herald of the Orbis Postremo.
Now, Luca didn't think it was rubbish. He thought it was my name on the crypt wall.
You need to forget about it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Josh. How can I just forget about it? Yeah, well, that's why I need to get away and clear my head.
Look, a holiday on the beach is one thing. Going to Antarctica, that's something else. Sarah, you've only met this Will Sullivan once, and now you're travelling halfway around the world to visit him.
I'm going to see how Munro and his team are spending Aunt Lavinia's money. Visiting Will while I'm there is a happy coincidence, that's all.
There are no coincidences. Isn't that what you always say?
Don't worry, Josh. I've checked Will out. Every word he told me was true. His family background, his career as a doctor, what he's doing on the ice.
Yeah, well, I still don't trust him.
You don't know him.
Neither do you, not really. And no matter what you tell the doctors, I know you're not 100% yet.
That's the taxi. Are you coming? Or do I have to go on my own?
If you're going, I'm going.
Good. You're great company on a trip when you're not moaning, and since you're so worried about my health, you can carry the bags.
Oh, slave driver.
Come on.
Oh, do you want me to answer that?
No point, we're late already. Come on.
Leave a message, and if you're a friend, I'll get back to you.
Sarah, this is Will. Will Sullivan. Look, I'm not sure you should come to Antarctica right now. We're having a few personnel problems within the study. Munro is threatening to pull the plug on the whole project. I don't want you getting caught in the middle. I think it's better for everyone if you came later in the year. Sorry about this. I was looking forward to seeing you again. Send me an email so I know you've got this message, okay? Whatever you do, don't come to Antarctica. It isn't safe for you here, Sarah. Bye.
Nikita Base, this is Echo Romeo 7-9er out of McMurdo. How's your weather? Over.
Echo Romeo 7-9er, this is Nikita Base. Winds 8 knots from south-southeast. Good landing conditions at present, but be advised, situation is deteriorating. Winds forecast to reach 70 plus later today. Over.
Roger that. We'll be with you in a couple of hours. Hey, Will, got a couple of friends of yours on board. Over.
You have? I wasn't sure they were still coming. Right, well, tell them we'll roll out the metaphorical red carpet for their arrival. Over.
I'll radio back when we're on final approach. Over and out. Sounds like they got bad weather rolling in.
Oh, is that going to be a problem for landing, Jack?
Oh, we'll land okay, but taking off later could be tricky. Twin props don't like blizzards. It's not every day I fly for a celebrity.
A celebrity?
Yeah, we got Planet 3 on the box in Australia. So, you're still a hotshot investigative journalist then?
No, not anymore, I'm not. You comfortable back there, Josh?
Not exactly. So, why is this research station called Nikita Base?
The Russians. Back in the 50s, a dozen different countries sent expeditions here, looking for oil, minerals, any other natural resources they could exploit. Antarctica was lawless. No regs, no safeguards, nothing.
This sounds like a sub-zero version of the Wild West.
It was. The Russians were drilling here. Rumour has it they found something unusual, but details were never made public.
Well, what happened once the Antarctic Treaty was ratified?
Well, that protected the ice from exploitation. So the Russians pulled out. When Munro and his team decided to site their study out here, some bright spark nicknamed the station Nikita Base. Name stuck.
Hilarious. The long winter nights must just fly by.
No, not really, mate. They can last for months at a time this far south.
No, what I meant was...
You have to excuse Josh. He's never been to Antarctica before.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, I feel real lucky sitting back here with the cargo. Why do I always end up in the back of the bus?
So, you been to the ice before?
Yes, I have. But it was a lifetime ago, not an altogether pleasant experience. Antarctica is beautiful, though.
Yeah, last truly unspoiled place on Earth, if you ask me. No guns or weapons allowed for a start. An entire continent devoted to peaceful activities for the benefit of all mankind. But it takes a special kind of person to stay on the ice all year round.
How long have you been here?
Too long. This is my last summer on the ice. I'm heading home to Sydney in a few days. I miss walking along a beach, you know? Well, I hope you don't mind me saying, but you picked a real funny time of the year to visit. Most of the research team has pulled out for the winter.
Oh, well, we meant to come earlier, but events rather conspired against us.
Yeah, I've been flying people out of Nikita for the past fortnight. The place is almost deserted. Only Will, Munro and Morgan left.
Morgan?
Morgan Cadditch. She's a French scientist. Real heartbreaker, if you believe the rumours.
I try not to listen to rumours.
Well, I do. Tell me more about Morgan. She sounds interesting.
Nikita Base, this is Echo Romeo 7-9er out of McMurdo. Coming in on final approach. Over.
Nikita Base to Echo Romeo 7-9er. You're clear for landing. Over.
Roger that. We'll be on the ground in a couple of minutes, Will. Over.
We'll be waiting, Jack. Over and out.
Is it them?
Yes, Jack's coming into land now.
Monroe is paranoid enough. Two outsiders will only make him worse.
I know that, Morgan. I wouldn't have invited them if I'd known what the situation was like here.
Invited who? What's going on?
Well, Dr. Monroe, I thought you were in your office.
Leaving you two free to talk about me behind my back, eh?
Will didn't say that, Doctor.
Not out loud, not to my face. But I know what you think of me.
You've been under a lot of strain lately.
Don't patronise me, Sullivan. I'm still in charge of this project, despite efforts to undermine me. Now, what were you saying before?
Jack's coming into land. He's bringing two visitors with him.
One is Sarah Jane Smith, who helped sponsor this study. You did agree to them coming.
That was weeks ago. Things have changed. Why didn't you mention they were coming earlier?
Will did try to tell you yesterday, and you lashed out at him.
I apologised for that. I'd have appreciated more warning about this.
Well, to be honest, Doctor, I wasn't certain that they were coming. I've spent the past week trying to contact Sarah to tell her to cancel the trip.
Well, what's done is done. With any luck, they'll be satisfied by a quick show and tell. Then Jack can take them to McMurdo before the weather closes in. Right, well, let's go and welcome our visitors.
telling you, Will. We've got to do something about Monroe before it's too late.
Let's get through this visit, okay? We can worry about him later.
You two coming or not?
Oh, right behind you, Dr. Monroe.
Oh, God, what a mess.
Dr. Monroe, good to meet you at last. I'm Sarah Jane Smith.
It's a pleasure. I must thank you for the generous contributions to our funding. Without private sponsorship, our work would be all but impossible.
This is my friend, Josh Townsend.
Dr. Monroe?
I understand you both already know Will Sullivan, our physician.
Yes.
And this is Morgan Kadic, our drilling specialist.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's go inside. I think you'll find it's much warmer in there. Follow me.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten how cold it is.
How are you, Sarah?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
You obviously didn't get my messages.
What messages? No, I didn't.
No, well, you're here now. Let me help you with your bags.
Thanks.
How was the journey?
Oh, I've had worse, but I don't think I've had many that lasted longer. Getting to New Zealand, well, that was easy. Travelling on...
So, Joshua... Is this your first time on the ice?
Yeah, I guess I'm an Antarctic virgin. But call me Josh. Everyone does.
Hopefully we can make your first time one to remember, yes?
Sounds good to me. Jack, you coming with us?
No, not yet. I noticed a warning light flash as we came into land. I want to check it out.
Nothing serious, I hope?
Oh, no, shouldn't be.
So, how long have we been on the ice, Morgan?
5 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days.
But who's counting?
I have another 3 days left before I can go home.
So where's home?
The Kao Valley, but 6 months from the island.
And if you come in here, we have the common room. It also serves as kitchen, mess hall and meeting place. Through that door are the sleeping quarters and toilet area.
Cozy place you've got here.
Well, some of the storage huts are bigger, but this is our largest heated space.
You should see where we sleep. Not enough room to change your mind. I'm going to the drilling site soon. Would either of you like to see it?
I'll come along.
And what about you, Sarah? Want to see where we spend your money?
Well, I'll leave that to Josh. I'm more interested in the outcome than the process.
I'd better find you both a panic button. If you get lost on the ice, press the button and it transmits an emergency homing signal.
Why don't I come with you? I'd like to have a look around. You know, get my bearings.
All right.
Dr. Monroe, do you have any preliminary results I could see? I know the full report isn't due for some time yet, but I really...
Well, I'll see what I can put together.
Thank you. And while you're doing that, Will and I can catch up.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and get started.
I wish you hadn't come, Sarah.
What? You invited me, remember?
Yes, but you couldn't have picked a worse time to arrive. There's a massive storm front moving in. You and Josh should leave soon, otherwise you'll be stuck here. Trust me, you don't want that.
What's going on, Will? We've only just got here. You're scared of something, aren't you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
How did you get that black eye?
What? That. Walked into a door.
Now who is being ridiculous?
Monroe took a swing at me.
You're joking. Why would he...
Our glorious leader believes Morgan and I are plotting against him.
And why would he think that?
I think he's cracking up. He's been getting increasingly paranoid since the others left.
I don't know. It seems perfectly rational to me.
Appearances can be deceiving. People have had breakdowns on the ice before. The FBI was called in 10 years ago after two American cooks tried to kill each other. In the winter of 83, an Argentinian torched the base where he was stationed, forcing everyone to be evacuated.
Why everyone?
Well, in Antarctica, fire is the only thing more dangerous than the weather. There's no easy way to put it out, and few living things survive long on the ice without shelter. When things go wrong here, they usually have fatal consequences.
Why don't you sedate Monroe, then, if he's so unstable? You're the base physician.
I can offer medication, but I can't force him to take it.
Oh, Jack. Oh, now, how's the plane?
Not good. Probably won't be getting out of here today. My instruments are freezing up. I could take off, but I'd be flying blind. Look, mate, you couldn't help us out with some tools.
Morgan keeps hers in the main storage hut.
Thanks.
Sounds like Josh and I will be staying after all.
Yeah, I'd better tell Monroe the news.
No, let me. I'd like a chance to talk with him alone. Why don't you go with Josh and Morgan to see the drilling site?
Speak of the devils.
How do we get to this drilling site, Morgan?
We have two snowcats in the storage hut.
I'm coming along with you two.
Are you? Oh, wonderful.
It was my suggestion, Josh.
What about you, SJ? Don't you fancy a spin in a snow cat?
I'm staying here where it's warm. Besides, Dr. Monroe wants to talk me through the early results of Morgan's drilling.
We'll see you later, Sarah.
Josh, why do you keep calling your friend SJ?
Ah, it's a nickname, short for Sarah Jane. She loves it.
Dr. Monroe, can I come in?
Oh, yes, of course. The door isn't locked.
Jack says there's a problem with his plane, so we'll probably have to spend the night. Hope that isn't going to cause trouble.
No, not at all. Take a seat, Sarah. Now, a few weeks back, we would have struggled to accommodate you. But with the summer staff gone, there are plenty of spare bunks. You and Josh can have a room to yourselves.
Oh, no. We're just good friends, Dr. Munro.
Gideon, please. Would you like a drink? I keep a rather good single malt in my desk.
Well, not much of a drinker, but, well, yeah, a little whiskey might warm me up. Thanks.
Good.
Gideon. Gosh, unusual first name.
According to the Old Testament, Gideon was a Hebrew judge who led the Israelites to victory over their Midianite oppressors. My father was a minister, as was his father. I'm the black sheep of the family, I suppose. Cheers.
Cheers.
You didn't come in here to tell me about the plane, did you, Sarah?
No. I noticed a chill in the air when we arrived, and I don't mean the temperature.
No doubt Sullivan told you how he got that black eye.
Well, to be fair, it took some coaxing.
I'm sorry I hit him. He's not the real troublemaker. It's that woman.
Morgan? What do you mean?
Did you ever read the Greek myth about the sirens?
Sea nymphs whose singing was said to lure sailors to their destruction?
Exactly. But Mrs. Kadich doesn't use her voice to lure men to their doom. Your friend Josh should be careful. Another whiskey?
No, thanks.
Suit yourself. Your friend Sullivan and Ms. Kadich have been thick as thieves since the others left.
Well, it can't be easy. Only three of you here to keep each other company.
Some beds are warmer than others at night.
I see. Do you know, I think I'll go and see how Jack is getting on with the plane. You can show me the test results another time.
Make sure you wear goggles outside, Sarah. Ambient light levels are 15 times stronger here than elsewhere on the planet, even when it's overcast. And always hook on to one of the guidelines while moving between buildings outside. People have frozen to death less than a metre from shelter during a blizzard because they didn't use the guidelines.
Yes, I know. They told us during our safety briefing at Murdo.
Good. You can have the sleeping quarters next to the common room, and I'll put Josh in the next one along. They're both vacant.
Thank you, Gideon.
You're welcome.
Antarctica was flat. Those mountains are amazing.
The landscape surprises a lot of people when they first come here.
You can see for miles.
I'm sorry to say you won't find my drilling site so spectacular, Josh.
Oh, I don't know about that. Where is it?
You're standing beside it.
Am I? Oh, yeah.
A few holes in the ground don't get people excited. But what we found beneath the ice, that could change the world.
Sarah said you were studying climate change.
Dr. Munro has forbidden us to discuss details until they are ready for publication. But it will surprise people.
Oh. Morgan? Are you all right?
I'm not sure. My head's spinning.
I told you this would happen. You've been out here too often lately. This much exposure isn't good for you, Morgan.
I'll be fine. Just give me a moment. There. I think it's passing.
You should go back to the base and rest.
But I want to come
with... Listen to Will, Morgani. He's the doctor.
Oh, all right, you win.
Do you want me to come? Make sure you get back safely.
I'll be fine, Josh. Besides, you only just got here. It would be a shame to come so far and miss the penguin colony.
You have penguins?
A colony of emperor penguins. 2 kilometers further on. Morgan, you're sure you're well enough to travel back to the base alone?
Absolutely. Go, visit the penguins. I'll see you later.
Come on then, Josh.
What, we're walking to the colony?
The snowcap will startle them.
Good point. Walking it is then.
Going?
Ah, Sarah, good timing. I found the problem, but fixing it's another matter. Could you do me a favour and jump in the cockpit for a minute?
I've never actually flown a plane before.
No worries, no experience required. Need you to switch things on and off while I stay by the engine.
Oh, okay.
Right, can you see a key?
Yes.
Turn it from 12 to 1 o'clock. Don't go any further.
What happens if I do?
You'll turn the engine on for a start. I'll get covered in oil, and then there's the problem of stopping a moving plane on ice.
Okay, 1 o'clock it is. Here goes.
What's happening with the instrument panel?
Very little. There's a flashing red light above something called the EFD.
Yeah, that's the fuel dump. Ignore it. You sure none of the other controls are responding?
Not that I can see, no. Is that going to be a problem?
Only if we try to take off. No, there's definitely no way to fix this before the storm hits.
Ah, one of the snowcats is coming back.
Looks like Morgan.
I wonder where Josh and Will are.
Must be still out on the ice, fighting over her.
Ah, don't you start. Munro tried to tell me she lures men to their doom.
He would know. If you believe the goss, Munro and Will are both smitten. 2 men, 1 woman, stuck out here together. Combustible combination.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Rumours are currency on the ice.
Ah, I prefer facts to conjecture.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, if we're all finished here, I'll go and see how Morgan is.
I'm going to secure the plane before the storm hits.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sarah. Is Jack having any luck with his repairs?
Not yet. It seems we'll definitely be staying overnight. Gideon, he's given me quarters next to the common room. What happened to Josh and Will?
They went looking for penguins. I was unwell, so Will insisted I come back.
Nothing serious, I hope.
Just a dizzy spell, but I feel better now.
That wind's getting stronger.
I'm sure Will and Josh will be back before the blizzard reaches us.
Sarah? Can you give us a hand for a tick?
Coming, Jack. So, I'll see you later, Morgan.
How much further are these penguins, Will?
They're just over the next rise. We should be there in a minute.
I said that 10 minutes ago.
What, Josh?
Nothing, nothing. Lead on, oh great explorer.
What is your problem?
Problem? Why should I have a problem?
You've been giving me grief since we first met.
I'm not the one who invited Sarah to the ends of the earth while she's still recovering from gunshot wounds.
I invited Sarah before she got shot. And I notice your concern for her hasn't stopped you flinging yourself at Morgan.
Oh, we're just flirting.
Morgan isn't to be trusted, Josh.
You're jealous, aren't you?
You and Morgan? Stupid.
No, of Sarah and me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's it, isn't it? You're jealous of my friendship with Sarah.
You're out of your depth here, Josh. Go home.
Sarah and me have been friends for a long time. I protect her and she does the same for me.
Like you protected her in Florence. Now she tells me what happened.
I saved her life in Florence!
We should see the colony any moment now.
Don't ignore me, Will.
I don't understand.
Don't understand what?
The penguins. They should be down there. It's time to get you out of here.
Me and Sarah will go when we're good and ready, not before. Why are you in such a hurry to get rid of us? What have you got to hide?
I meant it's time to get you back to the snake camp.
Why? What's wrong?
Remember those mountains you were admiring earlier?
Yeah. Well, they've disappeared. Where do they go?
You can't see the mountains anymore because the storm has already swept past them. We've got less than 10 minutes to reach the snowcat, otherwise we'll be trapped out here. Now move it!
This is Nikita Base calling Will or Josh. Can either of you hear me? Over.
Sarah, is that you? It's Josh. Over.
Yes, it's me. Where are you? Over.
We're on our way back. The storm front's closing in fast. Over.
Good, you're both there. Look, somebody left a note on my bunk asking me to meet them in the main storage hut. I just wanted you to know where I'm going. Over.
What do they want? Over.
The note doesn't say, but it might have something to do with my first visit here. I think there's something beneath the ice that could be incredibly dangerous. Over.
Sarah, you should wait until we get back. The storm is closing in fast. Over.
I'll be fine. I'm wearing extreme cold weather gear, got my panic button, and I know how to use the guidelines. Hurry back. You don't want to get stuck out there. Over.
That's the last thing we want. You be careful, Sarah. The note could be a trap. Over.
I know what I'm doing. See you soon. Over and out.
Can't you make this thing go any faster?
I'm trying.
Didn't say that again.
What? Try harder.
Hello? Anyone here? Jack? Morgan? Gideon? Oh, at last. Oof, close the door. Come in. So, I'm here. What do you want to tell me? Please take your balaclava off. Look, if you're trying to frighten me, you're doing a pretty good job. What? Oh!
Before we freeze to death.
Have you seen Sarah?
Where did you spring from?
Dr. Munro, what is it? What's wrong?
Sarah's missing. I can't find her anywhere.
Well, we talked to her on the radio 10 minutes ago. She was going to the main storage hut. Why don't we look there?
The guidelines of that building snapped in the wind. We can't risk trying to reach it in this blizzard.
Don't worry, Josh. If Sarah was in trouble, she'd have activated her panic button. Let's get inside.
I tried calling her on the base intercom, but she didn't reply.
Try again, Doctor. Now come inside. You too, Josh.
If Sarah is out here...
We'd never find her in this storm. Come on. Sarah, it's Will. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, activate the intercom nearest you. If you can't reach the intercom, activate your panic button, Sarah. We'll find you from its homing signal. Oh, she's not responding.
What does that mean?
She could be asleep or unconscious, Josh, or...
Or what, Dr. Monroe?
Or she could be lost outside.
We can't be certain of that.
We can't be certain of anything right now. Sarah is missing and you two are doing nothing about it.
There's nothing more we can do until the storm
passes. I'm going outside to look for Sarah. Where are Jack and Morgan? Maybe they'll help me.
They're in the common room, have been since the storm hit, but they'll tell you the same thing as us, Josh. It's too dangerous to go outside.
I promised to look after Sarah. That is the only reason I came to this godforsaken place.
If you get lost in the blizzard, you will freeze to death.
Sarah wouldn't want you committing suicide for her, would she?
No, I guess not.
Well, that's just what you'd be doing if you went outside now. I'll tell the others what's happening. Sullivan, keep trying Sarah on the intercom.
Sarah, it's Will. Can you hear me? There should be an intercom button near you, Sarah. There's one in every room. Try pressing it. Nothing. I don't understand what could have happened to her. Sarah, it's Will. Can you hear me? Sarah, yes, it's me. Sarah, where are you?
I'm not sure. Main storage had opening.
What happened?
I came here to meet someone and I arrived. Yes, that was empty.
Sarah?
Sarah, it's Josh. Are you all right?
Josh, somebody attacked me.
How?
They must, they dragged me outside. I took my panic button and goggles.
How did you find your way back to the hut?
Sarah, how do you feel?
Oh, why do you want to know that?
Look, Will's trying to assess your symptoms, right? How do you feel?
So tired. Cold. Can't seem to focus.
Sarah, I think you have hypothermia. There are dry clothes and sleeping bags stored in the hut close to the intercom.
I can't see them. Oh, wait. There they are.
But this is very important. You need to take off your damp things and put on warm, dry clothing, including a hat. Then climb into one of the sleeping bags. That'll help get your body temperature back up. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Good. We can't come to you because of the storm, but you'll be safe where you are. Have you found the dry clothes?
Yes. I'm getting changed now. But where are the others?
Dr. Munro, Jack and Morgana are in the main building with us. Why?
After I was attacked, I heard someone shouting outside.
Who was it, Sarah? Whose voice did you hear?
I'm not sure. Everything's fuzzy.
Sarah, concentrate. Whose voice did you hear after you were attacked?
What's this? Sarah's been attacked?
Who by?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out.
Who was it, Sarah?
The voice sounded... No, I'm not sure. It could have been... Dr. Munro.
What? No, I...
Sarah, can you hear me? Sarah... Good. Now, get into the sleeping bag and get some rest, okay?
Will she be all right?
She should be. We've done all we can for now.
Not quite. Well, Munro, what have you got to say for yourself?
Sarah must have heard me call out when I was looking for her.
Oh, pull the other one!
I'd never attack her. Why should I?
You tell us.
Even if I had attacked her, why would I be shouting out her name afterwards?
You did attack Will yesterday, and you were ranting and raving afterwards.
That was a mistake, one for which I've already apologised.
You are unstable and dangerous, Munro.
You would say that, wouldn't you, Jack? I've seen you plotting and planning with Morgan for weeks. Every time you land here, the two of you sneak off to whisper in a corner. You're as thick as thieves!
More of your paranoid accusations. You're pathetic.
Ah, shut up!
Ah! Right, that's it. Having a go at Will is one thing, but hitting a woman...
Jack's right. You can't be trusted, Munro.
She goaded me. You saw that. She did it deliberately.
Will, is there somewhere we can lock him away?
His office.
Oh, this is ludicrous. All right, I lost my temper and lashed out, but I didn't attack Sarah.
Nah, forget it, Munro. We don't want to hear any more.
Are you going to come quietly, or do Jack and I have to force you?
Oh, come. But you're making a big mistake.
Yeah? Yeah, we'll see. Move it.
No! Don't!
Morgan, are you all right?
I'll survive. How's Sarah?
I don't know. Munro said the guideline to the main storage hut snapped in the wind, so we can't risk trying to get over there until the blizzard passes. That could be 6 or 8 hours, maybe longer.
Will, guidelines are incredibly strong. They don't snap in the wind.
I know. Munro must have cut the line.
Sarah, are you okay?
Josh, in here!
It's going to take us a minute to get inside. The storm blew a lot of snow against the door.
Who's out there with you?
It's me, Will. Jack's checking his plane for storm damage while Morgan keeps an eye on Munro.
Why?
He attacked Morgan, so he locked him in his office.
How do you feel, Sarah?
Terrible. My head's thumping and everything's so dark in here. I can't see anything.
Don't worry, we're nearly there.
Good. I can't wait to see a friendly face again.
Oh, there you are. You gave us a real scare yesterday.
Yesterday? How long have I been here?
Nearly 13 hours. How do your hands and feet feel?
Yeah, they're fine. Will someone please turn on the light?
What do you mean, Sarah?
It's dark. I told you, I can't see a thing in here.
But it's daylight.
What?
Open your eyes. Let me look at them.
They are open. What's wrong with my eyes?
You've gone snowblind, Sarah.
What?
How?
It's caused by unprotected exposure to the sun.
What, like sunburn of the eyeballs?
Yeah, but I could see fine before I fell asleep.
The symptoms take 8 hours to present. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Is it permanent?
Just what I was going to ask.
You had a limited exposure, so you should recover soon. Probably.
Probably.
We'll apply cold compresses to your eyes. They'll help relieve the symptoms.
Finding a supply around here shouldn't be difficult.
Well, at least you've still got your sense of humour.
Better to laugh than to cry.
Morgan, it's Josh. I'm in the storage hut with Will and Sarah. What's up?
Monroe's escaped. I don't know how. He must have had another key from his office door. There's something else. I can smell smoke. I think he set the main building alight.
Morgan, it's Will. Can you see any flames?
No, but the radio room is filling with smoke. What should I do?
Get out of there. The smoke will get you before the fire does.
All right, no. What are you doing?
Morgan, are you okay? What is it? What's wrong?
Morgan! Morgan!
I thought there weren't any guns on the ice.
Monroe must have smuggled one in. I'm going back, Josh. I need you to come with me to fight the fire.
I can't leave Sarah here alone.
If we don't stop the fire, it'll destroy the entire station. Think about that.
Go with him, Josh.
But SJ, I...
Go! Will needs you more than I do right now.
Okay.
And don't call me SJ. Josh? Will?
The others have gone.
Dr. Monroe!
It's just you and me now, Sarah.
Morgan!
Oh, she's been shot!
Morgan, can you hear me? Who did this? Was it Monroe?
Somebody's trashed the radio equipment! Ah, I smashed the intercom too.
Morgan, can you tell me what happened?
Oh, it hurts.
I know it does. You've lost a lot of blood.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Jack was in the common room. You better check in there. Make sure he hasn't passed out from smoke inhalation. Keep low. Cover your mouth and nostrils.
Got it.
Watch out for Monroe. If Morgan dies, that man is a murderer.
Back to finish the job, Dr. Monroe. You thought leaving me outside in the blizzard would make my death look like an accident, and that didn't work. So what, now you decided to shoot me?
Shoot you? Why would I want to shoot you? Besides, there are no guns allowed on the ice.
Now, what did you use on Morgan?
What are you talking about?
You don't know, do you? I can hear it in your voice.
Hear it? You can't see me, can you?
Well, I'm snow blind, but I can make shapes out now. What do you want?
To talk. We never got the chance yesterday. By the time I got here, the place was empty. I tried searching outside, but the storm hit sooner than I expected.
Very convenient.
I was the one who put the note in your sleeping quarters. I have information that proves everything I've been saying. Morgan discovered something very dangerous beneath the ice.
She found a seed pod, didn't she? Has it hatched yet?
Hatched? What on earth are you talking about?
I'm not sure. I thought...
Well, what did Morgan find?
Allow me to demonstrate.
Radiation?
Morgan found uranium ore beneath the ice.
Well, there's nothing unusual about that. Uranium occurs naturally around the world. Why would anyone come all the way to Antarctica for more?
The uranium in other countries must be processed many times before it becomes useful. The ore Morgan found is already richer in U-235 than the processed uranium at most nuclear power plants.
What? And I've been in the same storage hut as that all night.
You're quite safe. Morgan may be many things, but she's still a good scientist. Her uranium is stored in lead-lined containers. The Geiger counter is detecting just a few tiny particles in the air.
Jack told us the Russians drilled near this site in the 50s, but the results were never revealed.
Old Soviet secrets can be bought for a price these days. When Morgan joined my team, she helped choose the drilling site.
She knew what the Russians found and used your project to find the uranium.
I've heard Morgan in the radio room talking with someone about how much they can make from selling it. I started going through her things while she was at the drilling site, and that's when I found this Geiger counter.
Who else knows what Morgan discovered?
She must have had help from some of the drilling team members who've already left. I suspected Sullivan
for
time, but...
Oh, I can't believe Will is involved in this.
You're right. Besides, there's a more obvious suspect. Somebody who can help Morgan get the uranium off the ice.
Gideon, what's happening?
What are you doing here?
Gideon! Who's there? Answer me! Who is it?
Well, well.
Jack.
How ironic. The famous investigative journalist unable to see a thing.
Hold on, Morgan, hold on.
Will, is that you?
Yes. Did you see who shot you?
Am I dying?
I'm doing everything I can.
Can't find Jack anywhere. Maybe Monroe got to him. The fire's spreading really fast. How's she doing?
They're not good.
I wish I'd been alive to see the prophecy come true.
Prophecy? What's she talking about?
I don't...
The end days are upon us all, and the exemplar class is opening. By the crimson text, we shall...
She's gone.
How does she know about the exemplar class?
That's not important now. Now, come on, we've got to get out of here.
Right. You can put it down now, we're at the plane.
I thought it was out of action.
Just a little lie so I could stay the night and collect the uranium. Right. Pick up the crate again.
Oh, would you just put it down?
Let me put this another way. Pick up the crate or I'll shoot you. Better. Now, climb into the plane, taking your end with you.
I can't see where I'm going.
Just feel your way in.
Don't push. I'm doing the best I can.
Do better!
Sarah, Jack, what are you doing?
Damn. I was hoping to avoid this. Stay inside the plane. Don't touch anything. Otherwise, your friends will suffer.
Josh?
Now be quiet!
Jack, where are you going?
Josh, Will, look out!
Why? What's wrong?
You must have seen what I did to Morgan. Stay back or I'll kill Sarah too.
Why are you doing this, Jack?
He's smuggling uranium off the ice.
Call it my early retirement fund.
What about your friends in the Crimson Chapter? What do they plan to do with the uranium?
Oh, I'm in this strictly for the money, mate. Now Morgan's dead, I won't have to share the proceeds with her crazed cronies.
Oh, no, you don't.
You'll never get away with it, Jack. My plane can reach McMurdo far faster than your snowcats. A friend there will make sure my geological samples go through unchecked. Now, if you'll excuse me... I've got an appointment to keep.
Strap yourself in, Sarah. We're going for a little trip.
Oh, let me out. You don't need me anymore.
Ah, you're my insurance policy. Now, belt up.
can't let him take off, Will. He'll kill Sarah.
If we intervene, he'll definitely kill her. There's nothing we can do, John.
Careful, Sarah. That's the door handle.
I can see that.
You can? What? I thought you were blind. You were bluffing.
Symptoms have been wearing off for some time, Jack.
Open that door and I'll shoot you. And I don't bluff.
I doubt that pistol still fires. Cold will have frozen it.
He can't be certain of that.
I'll call it another bluff if you like. I call it an educated guess.
Make one more move and I'll shoot.
Oh, give yourself up, Jack. You're out of your depth. I was right.
Damn you. Right.
Jumping out of a plane?
I didn't have much choice, Josh.
Come on, we've got to get you inside.
Jack should have listened to me.
Why?
I activated the fuel dump mechanism. He won't get far.
I wondered what was coming out of the back.
How did you know it was safe to jump from the plane, sir?
My eyesight was getting better. I could see the ground was close enough to risk it. Josh, why did you ask Jack about the Crimson Chapter?
Well, just before she died, Morgan said she was a member.
What's the Crimson Chapter?
It's a long story. Of course it all fits.
What does?
Morgan found high-grade uranium ore from beneath the ice. She planned to sell it on the international black market. He must have been some kind of fundraiser for the Crimson Chapter.
And Jack?
Oh, no. He was just in it for himself.
Until he got greedy and killed her. Will, did you know about this?
Yeah, I suspected Morgan of doing something illegal, but I wasn't sure what. That's why I was warning you not to come, Sarah. I didn't want you in harm's way.
Oh, don't blame yourself, Will. It wasn't your fault. It seems quite a coincidence that research I was funding was being used as a cover for the Crimson Chapter's fundraiser.
There are no coincidences.
Exactly. It all leads back to me again.
So, who attacked you?
Either Morgan or Jack. It doesn't matter much.
There goes the main building.
How long till help gets here?
Well, fire triggers an automatic distress beacon. We can expect a rescue party to arrive by dawn. In the meantime, we can shelter in the main storage hut. Is it always like this when you two are around?
Like what?
In the 24 hours since you got here, two of my colleagues have been murdered, the base has been burnt to the ground, and you've uncovered a conspiracy to smuggle uranium ore out of Antarctica.
He's got a point, Josh.
I mean, what do you two do for an encore?
We win.
Maybe. But something's still worrying me. How much money do you think Morgan was hoping to raise by selling the uranium?
I don't know. Millions? Tens of millions? Why?
What on earth is the Crimson Chapter planning that needs so much cash?
Here are the headlines at midday. The international scientific community has been rocked by allegations that a climate research project in Antarctica was being used as a front for smuggling uranium. News of the scheme emerged when an Australian pilot crash-landed on the frozen continent and a rescue party found the uranium among his cargo. The pilot is now being questioned by the authorities. Details of the scheme remain sketchy, but early reports suggest those involved plan to sell the uranium on the black market, enabling the highest bidder to manufacture weapons of mass destruction. According to a source within the investigation, those behind the operation were mercenaries.
This is the Keeper. Speak and be recognised. Yes, my counterpart in the White Chapter must have pulled quite a few strings to keep Miss Smith's name out of the headlines. The loss of our Antarctic operation is unfortunate but not calamitous. It simply means that we shall have to go ahead with our contingency plan. And what of our operative in the frozen south? They were supposed to eliminate Miss Smith, make her death look like an accident. I see. In that case, we clearly have a problem. Our operative must be brought to account for their failure. Either they carry out their orders, or else we shall be forced to intervene. The end days are too close to let a crisis of conscience by one of our sleepers impede the great crusade. Then it is decided. Will Sullivan must kill Sarah Jane Smith or face the consequences of his failure.
Next time on Sarah Jane Smith, Fatal Consequences.
Here are the headlines at midday. A medical research centre in Berkshire says it's close to synthesising an antidote for the deadly Marburg virus. The head of research at Pangbourne Scientific Laboratory, Dr. Gavin Dexter, calls the serum a major breakthrough.
These are colleagues of mine, Dr. Dexter. Whatever you have to say to me can be said in front of them.
We've been pushed into using extreme, unethical methods to achieve quick results. But the antidote could endanger countless lives in the future. I can't be a party to that anymore.
Dexter's not telling us everything.
Oh, I didn't tell him everything I knew either. He works for Mandrake, so he's linked to Ray Chauffeur. He could well be part of the Crimson Chapter himself.
Don't blame yourself for the actions of madmen.
I have to. I'm at the centre of events I can't understand, let alone control. No, it has to stop. But first, we need to find out just who's behind all this.
You found out about Pangborn's connection with Ray Chauffeur, haven't you?
Well, you mean Mandrake.
New name, same old tricks.
We've isolated a variant of Marburg that replicates at nearly 50 times the virus's usual speed.
Well, that means it'd incubate in hours instead of days.
Exactly.
Sir Donald?
For the past 24 hours, you've been trying to get the attention of the White Chapter of the Orbis Postremo.
And have I got it?
I offer you a deal, Miss Smith. Your life in exchange for all those outside.
And why should I believe you?
Your beliefs are immaterial. You're already dying, Miss Smith. You've nothing to lose.
So what you're saying is that the Crimson Chapter will wipe out everyone on this planet simply to prove themselves right?
Genocide will be committed in your name, Miss Smith. And only you can stop it.